Jesus' transfiguration occurs twice on our church's calendar. We celebrate it on August the 6th and then in the second Sunday of Lent. So I thought, the church gave it to us twice. Let's see why this is and how it sort of relates to Lent. So Jesus' transfiguration is similar to his baptism. At his baptism, Jesus Christ begins a new phase in his earthly life. His public ministry is starting at his baptism, and for the next 3 years, he will go around preaching, teaching, and healing. So his baptism marks this transition. Similarly, the transfiguration marks another phase in Jesus' life. His public ministry and earthly life are going to be coming to an end. His passion is at hand, where he'll lay down his life for the forgiveness of sins. So Jesus' transfiguration sort of marks the completion, or the beginning of the end, if you will, and his transition to eternal life. So the connection between Lent and the transfiguration is allow us to see the passion of Jesus Christ, but also through the lens of the resurrection, because we're given this foretaste of eternal life in the passion, in the transfiguration. Next, let's look at the individuals who were there. First, we're told that Moses and Elijah are there. Moses and Elijah are two very prominent Old Testament figures. Through Moses, we receive the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai in Exodus 20. So from a Mosaic point of view, our relationship with God is very much keeping the law, right? God is saying, here's the law I'm giving to you. Keep these and we will be in right relationship. We see this even in Matthew 19, when Jesus is asked, what must I do to gain eternal life? Jesus responds, if you want to enter into eternal life, keep the commandments. So the law is very important in our relationship with God. But next we have Elisha, who on the other hand kind of reminds us that, you know what, sometimes we have to expect the unexpected when dealing with God. In 2 Kings 2, we're told that they, Elisha and Elisha, were walking, conversing, and all of a sudden a flaming chariot with flaming horses comes, grabs Elisha, and up into heaven he goes. Now Elisha was a prophet of God, very faithful, who absolutely kept the commandments. But it seems as a result of this, God gives him a beautiful gift, this sort of exception, if you will, of not seeing death before going up into heaven. I know sometimes in my life, I want to put God in nice little neat boxes and say, God, you will behave exactly the way I want you to. Then he says, really? I got something really cool I want to show you. So Elisha reminds us that we have to expect the unexpected from God's side. So the transfiguration serves to prove that by the law, Moses, and the prophets, Elisha, that Christ's death upon the cross, although completely unexpected, is indeed part of God's plan. Now let's look at the apostles who were there. When the passion starts, we know the disciples are going to run away. They're terrified at what's going to happen, and they act in a very emotional way. But eventually, as more is revealed, they're going to start to pull the pieces together and really understand what Christ is all about. So after the resurrection, Peter and John, who were present at the transfiguration, were the first two disciples to see the empty tomb. Peter and John are also in the upper room when Christ appears after his resurrection. And to Peter, Jesus says to him three times, feed my sheep. Now, an immediate and bodily resurrection from the dead was unknown to the Jewish people, unknown to anybody of that time period. So without the transfiguration, the apostles might be tempted to think, were we just imagining it? Are we deluded? Are we dreaming this stuff? Like, help me to understand. So the transfiguration revealed the reality of the resurrection of the dead, because the disciples would say, remember on Mount Tabor, the transfiguration, we were given a taste of things to come. They can also say Moses and Elisha, one who died and one who was taken up to heaven, is that reminder of eternal life that is offered to all who believe. So the transfiguration of Jesus Christ is related to Lent because it shows us that the passion of Jesus Christ is not the end of his life, but rather the beginning of his eternal life, which he offers to those who believe. The transfiguration is also a taste of that. And the disciples who walked with Jesus were given that gift 2,000 years ago, but that's a gift given to us through the eyes of faith today.